There are some people who have a real heart for others. They care for us. Great people, carers. But even carers have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program as today we take another look at pain from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. Some of the most important people and yet least recognized people on the planet are people with the personality type of the carer. They're the people who feel our pain more than others. They're the people who seem to be there when we need them, who'll cry with us and laugh with us, who'll bind up our wounds and send us on our way, more whole and more healed than when we first encountered them. Carers are just amazing people, special people, and they're often overlooked and undervalued because they're not upfront. They're not flashy people in the limelight. They're often quiet. They achieve in the background. Now, a person with a personality type of the carer, just like the rest of us, they have some upside to their character, but they also have their natural weaknesses, their natural immaturities. Some areas that, well, if they don't deal with these issues, they're going to cause them pain time and time and time again. And as we've seen over the last few weeks, a lot of the pain we experience is in fact self-inflicted. It's caused by our immaturities, or at least amplified by our immaturities. But the fantastic thing about an immaturity is that it has a flip side to the coin called maturity. So today I'm joined again on the program by my good friend and co-author Keith Henry. Keith, welcome to the program.
Hello, Bernie.
Okay, how does a person know if they're a carer? Just to help us quickly identify this personality type.
Well, as you said, they come from the heart, so they're very deep in their feelings. They feel what they're feeling and they can feel what you're feeling. And they know. These are people who are so...
As opposed to other personality types who don't care what you're feeling.
Some don't, yes. And that upsets them so much because, you know, that's their pain is when people don't understand them. They want to understand themselves and they want to understand you.
So they're real heart emotional type people.
Very much. And that's, you said, you know, how can we tell them and that sort of thing. And it's those emotions, right, that they control their lives.
It's really interesting. I never really appreciated that about the carer because I'm someone who finds it very easy to detach myself from my emotions.
Right.
Right, and get on with things. My answer to everything is just get over it.
Yes.
Which means I'm not such a good counsellor, right?
Well, they can't get over it because, see, that is the feeling. So that now they have to analyse the feelings, understand the feelings. They go deep into the feelings.
Okay. Now, by the way, if you're struggling to identify your personality type, there is a website that Keith's put together. It's called personalitygps.com. Is that right, Keith?
Yes, that's right.
Personalitygps.com. And you can actually go through on that website and work through the different personality types presented in Romans chapter 12 in the Bible, and it'll help you to figure out your personality type. So I point you to there. Okay, we need the carers around. I mean, what do they bring to you and me, to the rest of us?
Well, they bring caring to us, you know, because if you're suffering, they can sense your suffering. They can actually go and get beside you. They can help you through your suffering. But they're great listeners. They won't interrupt you, right? And often people just want somebody to love them, to care for them, and to listen to them.
And that's all too uncommon in this world, isn't it?
It is. They'll take the time and they'll ring you up and they'll be there. They'll bring around, you know, some food. They'll just spend time with you.
It's interesting. Your daughter Ali is a carer, right?
That's right.
And when we interviewed her for the book that we wrote together on this whole personality type thing, I remember her saying to me that people who are in need, she seems to attract these people. They all seem to come to her.
Yes, because they can sense it, and she can sense them. She's welcoming to those sort of people.
Okay. But even carers have a downside or two to their personality type, to their makeup. What is their particular Achilles heel? Where do they suffer from their immaturities?
They're trying to think all the time about their emotions, right? What happened to them, what somebody said, and they analyse it and overanalyse it and become just too deep in their emotions. Once they go down into the emotions, that gets depressing.
It can be a bottomless well, I guess. It gets dark in that place.
Very dark. And also, they want it to be different,
mm-hmm.
and so they start fantasizing about how it could be different, and they're living in a false world then.
I remember, again, when we interviewed Ali, she said, look, the real thing I have to be careful of is reading things into what other people have said and done that, in fact, aren't there. But because I'm so deep in my emotions, I can read something and say, oh, that person doesn't like me or that person doesn't care about me, when that's not what they intended at all.
No, and that's the misunderstandings that happen. But you have to understand that, well, the word here is understand. Understand's the key word to them.
Okay. Right?
They want to understand themselves, and they want to understand you.
Okay. So that's their downside. They can get so deep in their emotions that I guess it feels like there's no way out. It's a dark place.
Yes.
Probably a few people listening today who are in that place at the moment.
Mm.
How do they grow out of that? Because it's a horrible place to spend the rest of your life.
Mm.
So how does a carer live in the upside of who they are? Because they have a natural strong side too.
Two things here I'd mention. The first one is they have to stop enjoying going deep in their emotions, because some of them like the ups and downs of the emotions. So they...
How can you like a down?
To most of us, we can't. We don't like a down. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm even all the time. I don't want a down. No way. But they enjoy the downs because then they can enjoy their ups more. It's a real high to them. So what they have to do, the button they have to press, is, let's call it, discipline.
Uh-huh.
You know, they need to put discipline into their lives. Stop thinking, stop regurgitating all those past hurts.
Over and over again, stop living
in the past.
Yeah.
But, if you live in the past, you're going to get hurt. You're hurting yourself continuously.
One of the things that strikes me about people who live in the past is that it ruins their present and robs them of their future.
A good way of putting it, yes.
Right? If you're continually living in the hurts of the past, I mean, you can't have fun today, you can't enjoy today,
no. And
you can't see tomorrow.
No. But they really do need somebody to get beside them who can help them to discipline their lives, and that's the secret for them.
Okay.
Now, they've got to change that, and it's very hard for them to change that, you know.
Okay.
It really is, for their personality, very hard. So they really do need a friend who has discipline, you know, who will take the time to spend with them, to show them how to just reorganize and restructure their lives. And also, the other point is they are called carers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, as soon as you start caring for somebody else, you don't have those problems anymore.
Okay. So when you take the focus off yourself.
Yes.
And put your caring from me to someone else, all of a sudden the focus is off me.
Yeah, and they feel so fulfilled, right? That's their fulfillment in life.
Yep.
Is caring for somebody else. And so they just feel wonderful.
That is awesome stuff. For anybody who's struggling in that place at the moment, I really encourage you to have a listen to what Keith said today. It must be difficult to implement that discipline to say, I'm just not going to go in that place. I'm just not going to overanalyze. I'm just not going to be sensitive about what that person said or didn't say or did or didn't do. But instead, I'm going to take the caring heart that I have and bless other people with it.
That's the freedom that they can have.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for that, Keith.
Pleasure, Bernie.
Before we go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.